Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today I'm going to be talking about the game Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. I only recently finished it, and I felt it was appropriate that once I do finish, I can make a proper review instead of playing halfway through and not really knowing what's going to happen next. So, basically, it's the first game in the chronological timeline, and a lot of people have been having a lot of controversy with that recently, but that could probably be for another episode. But anyways, the game is a lot of fun. I had some issues with the Motion Plus controls. I mean, it's supposed to be more accurate and capable than any other version. And a lot of reviews and the companies of Nintendo has said that they don't want to make another console Legend of Zelda without motion controls. And that leaves me a little worried that unless they can really improve them one-to-one motion, it's a lot closer with Wii Motion Plus. It's the most use I've gotten out of the Wii Motion Plus adapter. But it's still not entirely perfect, considering you have to make these precise movements in order to hit your enemies in certain areas from certain directions. And if the motion isn't just at the right time, the whole thing just falls apart. So I think they need to give a little more leeway in terms of that. They need to expand the areas, too. I mean, you've only got a forest, a desert, and a volcano. And you go to the same three places over and over again. And it would be nice to have a little more variety. I mean, sure, you go to different areas of those same places. Like, they even throw in the water temple in the forest. So, it's a little bit, but in general, it's just rather disappointing. The characters and all that stuff, they've got the Zelda and Link and everybody else back. They've got a few characters in Skyloft, which makes it really confusing because the people in Skyloft don't believe in anything under the clouds, yet they have all these birds that are flying around. It's like nobody's ever thought of, okay, maybe try going below the clouds. Yeah, there's land down there. Oh, surprise, you know? There's a whole world down there you're missing out on. And considering the fact that everything that they need is within walking distance in Skyloft, there's pretty much just a bunch of little tiny islands, and you got Pumpkin Village and a couple other, you know, outskirts of places above the clouds. It's rather unusual that they do that kind of thing. And also with the whole Zelda timeline in general, the fact that that Nintendo is saying that there is a series of games in which Link dies, Link loses, and Ganon takes over. And it's like, who ever does that in their own games? It's just the hero always wins, you know, the hero gets the girl, defeats the bad guy, in everything, and yet Nintendo is admitting that there is a series of games in their timeline that says he didn't win. He died, he lost, he failed, and that's just, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. But oh well, I digress. The game itself is a lot of fun and really enjoyable and definitely worth the $50. Oh, and the soundtrack CD that comes with it is absolutely amazing. To hear all those classic sounds through a symphony orchestra is just beautiful, especially for someone who likes game music as much as I do. All in all, it's a pretty good experience. And right now I'm playing through the Minish Cap after that. Now that I've beaten Skyward Sword, they gave away the Minish Cap, Zelda 1 and 2 on the NES, through the Ambassador program on the 3DS, so I've been playing through that, especially since it's really hard to find Minish Cap anymore, since it was obscure kind of Game Boy Advance game there, so it should be pretty interesting. I'm also seeing a lot of different, you know, things come up, like the Hookshot and the Gust Bellows and the Bow and Arrow. When I finally got that, I was like, oh, good grief, how long is it going to take in order to get all of Link's classic stuff? There's also a feature in Skyward Sword that's called the Thunder Dragon Challenge, in which once you get to near the tail end of the game, you can actually fight all the bad guys and do all these different challenges that you've done throughout the game all over again in terms of getting a time attack score, and you can unlock the Hylian Shield that way. Not that that's really much of a spoiler. Because it's about all I've got for it. I definitely recommend picking it up. Or if you can finish it in a rental, it might, you know, be a little disappointing to spend the full $50 or even the $70 for the special edition. But it's still okay. If you like this or don't like it, send an email at codemaster2005@gmail.com. And hopefully I'll get another episode out soon.